Hello, Coshocton County. I have always been intrigued by how people begin a conversation. After the obligatory hi or hello, how many times do you mention something about the weather? I know everyone who I visited with this past week has mentioned how nice the weather has been. The warmer temperatures and wind have really helped to dry things out a bit. But as we all know, it is spring, which means that the weather can change in a blink of an eye. One of my favorite ways to keep up on what is coming for the weather is by following Jim Knoll, who provides updates for our agronomy team at Ohio State. His updates are shared via the Corn newsletter, which can be accessed at corn.osu.edu. I also share these updates in our local OSU Extension Agriculture and Natural Resources newsletter, which is published every Wednesday. So, what is Jim saying with regards to our spring planting weather? Well, for April, it looks like a warmer than normal month with normal or slightly below normal rainfall. However, there will still be big swings in temperatures, so we can't forget about a late April or early May freeze. Jim is anticipating a typical or earlier than normal planting season, and that beneficial rains will fall over most of the corn or soybean belts in April, with the least rain likely in the eastern areas of Ohio, including Coshocton County. Rainfall is forecasted to be 50 to 100% of normal over the next 2 weeks. Our soil moisture is in good shape, but is something that our farmers will be watching. Soil conditions in Ohio will likely stay the same or get a bit drier in April with the above normal temperatures and above normal evapotranspiration rates. Jim's outlook during the growing season from May through the summer looks like a warmer to hotter than normal summer. His rainfall confidence from May through the summer is quite uncertain. With the La Niña weakening, this could offset some of the risk to the drier side. Well, when it's all said and done, we won't know what the weather is like until it happens. But one thing is for certain, regardless of how our weather transpires, we will still be talking about it. As our farmers turn their attention to planting season, we at OSU Extension have been reviewing the details of the recently released USDA Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. This initiative builds on some of the support for agriculture, which has been provided over the past year to mitigate the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. This recent release will help both local beef and crop producers. For beef producers, a top-up payment has been added to the payments made under the version 1 of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, better known as CFAP, from last April. This adjustment will translate into an additional payment ranging from $7 to $63 per animal. For crop producers, a top-up payment of $20 per acre will be made for acreage reported in version 2 of CFAP last July. Both the beef and crop payments will be automatically issued by our Farm Service Agency. The USDA has also reopened the enrollment for CFAP 2, so if you are an agriculture producer, there is now a 60-day window to sign up for the program if you are not already enrolled. Just call our local Coshocton Farm Service Agency office for details at 740-622-8087. For producers wanting to learn more about the pandemic legislation, our OSU Farm Office team will be holding two webinars this week to provide those details. The first webinar will be held tonight, Wednesday, April 7th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and the second one will be held on Friday, April 9th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. A replay will be available on the Farm Office website if you cannot attend the live event. During the webinar, we will be sharing details about the pandemic initiative and will be discussing some of the changes made to the CFAP program. Our Farm Office team will also provide a legislative update and discuss changes to the Paycheck Protection Program. We hope to see you there. To register or to review past recordings, just go to go.osu.edu/farmofficelive. Again, that website is go.osu.edu/farmofficelive. In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension office in Coshocton County for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit us on our website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.